Welcome to Shutter the Dark Podcast. Today we explore reflection and contemplation. What is this? It's taking time to think deeply about situations, problems, and many other things that affect our lives. This is part of creating a foundation so that you can break down your thoughts and others' opinions to find the gaps in our thinking and others' thinking and ask questions and ponder those questions. Preventing impulsive, reactive thinking based on others' possible bad information or even reacting to information in an emotional state of mind, making an impulsive opinion, researching a situation to find the best answer or answer to an important question is one of the best ways to avoid impulsive opinions. So what is thinking deeply? Where we focus on uninterrupted concentration so we can understand a topic or deliberate effort to explore ideas, challenge assumptions, and consider multiple perspectives. While considering multiple perspectives, ensure that comparing these perspectives to what the Bible says. So if we have perspectives and ideas that are contrary to the Bible, do we want to consider those? I say we don't consider them in the sense that we're going to adopt those perspectives, but we need to consider the perspective from which someone who has a different perspective, because they do not compare their perspective and what the Word of God says, their perspective is a worldly perspective. Personally, knowing that my bias is to follow the Bible first and to ensure these things are measured by God will make my ideas counter to that of another person who does not do that, that are counter to the Bible, one, but we do want to think about those perspectives so that maybe we could find those gaps in that perspective so we can help someone else and show them the gaps and let them basically reflect and contemplate on their thinking on what their perspective. So if we look at our own biases, we find out why biases affect them also, and why those biases may or may not be wrong. And if they don't follow biblical perspective or they counter the biblical perspective, then they're wrong. So we need to know where the gaps are so we can point them out. We're not doing it to get the upper hand in an argument. We're not doing it to be better than or smarter than. But we're just simply doing it so that we can offer a better option for them. Why is your way the only way? It's simple. I'm a Christian, therefore I follow the Bible. Pretty simple, right? Then the way the Bible says is the only way. That doesn't make us a narcissist. It makes us somebody who builds a foundation on the Word of God. Remember, the Bible says it is the living Word of God. So if it's the living Word of God, there is no other option. Yes, there are other situations in life that arise where we don't necessarily have a clear path on a subject or situation. So we do have to look at different perspectives. So maybe the Bible doesn't clearly state the perspective. This requires to do some research. It's going to require us to look at different perspectives and make the determination by breaking it down into smaller pieces so we can look at our thoughts or the situation or the problem so we can analyze them and say, do these pieces more closely follow what the Bible says? Or do these pieces more closely follow what the world says? One of the most difficult things about learning to start to think deeply and to start to develop a clear judgment on things is we have to deeply think. It requires us to be patient, persistent. Now, we're going to sit down for 10 minutes, think about it, and have all the answers. We have to be patient. We have to probably sit down several times to think about it. And the willingness to work it out, that complex issue, whether it's a complex issue or a short issue. I'm always working on patience myself. I don't have patience. I've got better as I've gotten older. I've improved on that, but I have learned to take notes, take time, read the Bible. When I'm researching a situation, it allows me to focus. It allows me to concentrate my mind on the subject versus just sitting back in a chair, closing my eyes and looking into the sky, and I'll be thinking about something totally different than what I really intended to think about. My way of focusing is taking notes and reading and writing. Sometimes just looking at an issue, I simply write down the questions that I have and then write what I think the answer might be. A lot of times, that is not the answer. It gives me an idea of what I'm thinking when I first started. I'm breaking it down a little bit. I'm trying to find answers to the questions that come to the top of my mind, and that will help you further break down more complex questions. Start the research. I'll use online articles, books, and other resources. Yes, I use YouTube. I'll listen to multiple sermons on a subject. I'll read sermons. Charles Spurgeon. I have a couple of books that he wrote. I take notes. We have to become comfortable with not always having the answer right away. We're not going to come up with an answer to some of our questions tomorrow. We're not taught that. Today, we instantly know what's happening across the world, or we instantly see opinions that appear on social media when a news event happens. But sometimes, and as Christians, we need to stop, pause, think. How do we do that? Because we have so many distractions. Deep thinkers like to have deeper conversations about ideas, not simply superficial small talk. So if we're going to have those deeper conversations, how do we get there? How do we make that next step? One of the ways is finding solitude where you can reflect on the idea. You can journal. That's why I do a lot of note-taking and reading. Take solitude when you've just went through something. Maybe you have to make sense of what just happened. Maybe you just went through a tragedy and you just have to sit down and think about it. How can I overcome this? Not let this be a defining moment for me, but a learning moment. So we don't let it destroy our lives. We let it enhance our lives. We need to deeply think about things, and I'm talking about myself too, so that we can become discerning, so we can have clarity of thought, so we can make clear judgments without making quick, emotional, impulsive opinions, ideas, or thoughts. We just simply need to stop. The Bible has many things to say about this. I found this one verse. It's Psalms Chapter 1, verses 2 through 3, sums up a lot of it. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. Isn't that awesome? Delight is the law of the Lord. Yes, this is Old Testament, but this also translates to today to mean that we are to take joy in God's instruction. On God's law, he meditates day and night. That's a long time to meditate. Think about that. Do we spend day and night doing that? But I'm sure there's scholars out there that do. But since we're not all sitting in our rooms contemplating things all day because we've got kids, family, jobs, everything else, we simply need to know God wants us to meditate on the Word of God. When we take time to read the Bible and reflect on its message, we are moving forward. This is a real question. Do you want to be firmly planted? Like in Psalms verse 3. Action must be taken. Take time to meditate, read, and pray. Additionally, find your area and time that gives you the best outcome to do this in. Don't do it during a busy time of your day. Don't do it when you're tired or exhausted. Do it when you are awake, when you know that you're going to have some time. For some people, that may be in the morning. For some, that may be in an afternoon, based on what time is best for you. And journaling and note-taking is almost essential. You have to focus. Plus, it also gives you something to go back and read. You personally have the older version of the Remarkable. It saves all my notes, and I can look them up on my phone later from sitting at a doctor's office. So finding ways and methods that help you focus is very important. We live in a world where we're trained to look at our phones every 5 minutes. It's definitely not a good thing. We need to be able to build the capacity to stop, to put our phones down, put our electronics aside, and to have that quiet time to focus so that we can do what God wants us to do, become discerning, develop wisdom, and know who He is. And He also wants to know who you are. He knows, but He wants you to tell. Because it's much better coming from you. It really does help you. We must overcome a lot of things today to find that quiet time. Right now, I'm preaching to myself. And absolutely sure, I can take any suggestions that you might have. I wish somebody had taught me these things when I was younger and said, you need to read the Bible every day. They did, but they never really gave me the reason why. Why is it important to make your decisions based on biblical principles and firmly planted? So when the wind blows, we don't go with it. When we take time to build the foundation of what we believe, we're going to be firmly planted. If we just are impulsive in our opinions, in our thinking, we don't reflect, we don't meditate, we don't read the Bible, we don't pray. I'm simply saying God wants us to do these things for a reason. People who've done these things have done a whole lot better than I have. Young people really need this message. Young people really need to be told, you need to take time alone with God. You need to make it a priority. You need to take time to think and meditate on what the Bible is saying. Or when you confront a situation you're not sure of how God would want us to proceed, take time to think about it. Take time to research it. Appreciate you listening to Shutter the Dark podcast. And just take this week, find a journal, find some solitude, and really start building the capacity to reflect on things in your life, in the Bible, ideas, what's happening in the world. All these things, God wants us to compare everything that we have to the Bible. Compare everything that we go through to the Bible. Sometimes there's not clear solutions in the Bible for some situations. That's why God gave us people who have built that wisdom over the years. So if you know a really well-grounded, deep-thinking, praying Christian out there, take some time to get good counsel.